First time that we have the youth worship team come up on the stage, and this is a very exciting thing. And 让我们知道说，其实一个服事从小的时候就可以开始做。
Well, thanks for the youth worship team, and let us realize that it's fine for us to start service God when we are young.
因为服事神是一个非常重要的事情，所以从小开始学习是非常的重要。
It's very important to learn that how to serve God when you are starting when you are young.
我心里面的一个负担就是，当我们的孩子们长大的时候，他们可以在世界做美好的见证。
So it has been impressed in my heart that I wish that all our youth and actually children that we will be able to serve all over the world.
不一定是他们会赚很多的钱，或者他们变得很有名。
It's not necessary for them to be world famous or like super rich.
但是他们呢 carry 神的荣耀在各到各处的时候，这就是一个神的一个见证。
And it's that when they carry the witness and the testimony of God in all of the world, that brings glory to God.
所以今天我们所要谈的一个主题是有关于怎么样在这个世界上面，怎么样能够在这个 evil 的这个邪恶的时代，我们怎么样。来做见证。
So we want to talk about how do we become the testimony for God in such an evil world right now.
当我们打开列王记下哈第二章。
Let's turn to Second King chapter 2.
第二章哈第十九节那边哈。
Verse 19.
第十九节到第二十二节，好，我们同声来念。好，我们用中文，我们先来念。好，来，耶利哥城的人对以利沙说：“这城的地势美好，我主看见了，只是水恶劣，土产不熟而落。”以利沙说：“你们拿一个新瓶来装盐给我。”他们就拿来给他。他出到水源，将盐倒在水中，说：“耶和华如此说：我治好了这水，从此必不再使人死。”也不再使地土不生土产，于是那水治好了，直到今日，正如以利沙所说。
So 2 King chapter 2 verse 19 through 22 says, The man of the city said to Elisha, Look, our Lord, this town is well situated, as you can see, but the water is bad and the land is unproductive. Bring me a new bowl, he said, and put salt in it. So they brought it to him.Then he went out to the spring and threw the salt into and saying, This is what the Lord says. I have healed this water. Never again will it cause death or make the land unproductive. And the water has remained wholesome to this day, according to the word Elisha have spoken.
Okay, so this is 讲到一个很简单的一个故事哈，让我们能够在这段经文里面，我们来想想看神要对我们来说什么话。我们一同来祷告。亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢你，主啊，因为你创造万有，你也托住万有，你更将你的心意放在你的子民的当中，让我们知道怎么样在这个世上能够来荣耀你的名。主啊，当你的子民走到世界各处的时候，就在各地宣扬你那个召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者这样子的一位神的美德，让你的恩典，让你的慈爱就从我们的身上能够散发出来，影响许许多多周围的人，好叫你的荣耀能够彰显在这个时代里面。我们谢谢主，也求主用这样的经文来向我们说话。我们祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。 OK， 好，这段经文呢特别讲到就是这个很简单的一个故事哈。我今天本来要带个盐罐呢，出门忘了。你们这个盐是很重要的东西哈，但是呢今天呢我们看到一件事情，就是当耶利哥城里面呢它的这个水出了问题，好，水是非常，好。
Well, that's going to be a long one. Okay, well, so what is going to talk about today? That the in this a very simple story that happened in Jericho, and it's about water and the salt.
所以我们知道说耶利哥呢，它是一个什么地方啊？耶利哥它是一个非常古老的城市，我们大家都听过耶利哥城，它是一个非常古老的城市，它就坐落在这个约旦河的那个平原上。
So the center of the stage happened in Jericho. It is a very ancient city. It was situated in the plain of Jordan.
它这个平原呢，实际上是非常低啊。耶利哥它低于海平面将近一千尺啊，是很低的地方。而且呢，它是一个绿洲，四围都是荒凉的，就那个地方特别显眼，一个绿洲在那边。
So it was actually the Jericho is actually sits below the sea level for about more than 1,000 feet, and all surrounded Jericho is all wilderness, except where the Jericho is oasis.
所以在生命记三四章把特别把这个耶利哥叫做棕树城。啊，就是它很多的 palm tree 啊，那是一个很美好的地方，有许多的出产水果啊，各蔬菜各方面。
So in the Deuteronomy, that actually referred Jericho as the city of the palm trees, and it's very productive in terms of have a lot of fruits and vegetables.
然后那边有泉水流过整个城啊，那个泉水呢，就灌溉滋润整个地方，所以是一片绿洲。啊，到今天呢，还有一个泉在那边，叫做以利沙泉。
So there is actually a spring that flows through the city of Jericho that irrigates all the vegetation there. And until today, there is a spring called the River of Elijah.
那个水涌出来的呢，都是温度都是80度 C 啊，准准的，很好的，很好的水啊。
So the water temperature is 80 degrees.
然后冬天呢，因为它低于海平面，所以冬天也不会冷。
So actually, because it's below sea level, it's actually pretty warm during winter.
最重要的是什么？是这一段经文讲到说这个地势美好，因为它就坐落在从约旦河谷一直要到耶路撒冷，耶路撒冷是在山上啊，是比较高的地方，所以它是到山上的这个好像路的一个要冲，就在这个耶利哥城。
So it actually talks about is well situated, and it is because it's sitting right before you go to Jerusalem, which is near the mountain towards the west, and that's.City of Jericho is where you have to go through.
所以那就是为什么当约书亚要进到约旦河，过约旦河要进到迦南，打的头一仗就是打这个耶利哥城，因为它实在太重要了。
So when Joshua leading the Israelites to go from the wilderness into the lands of Canaan, the first city they came to is Jericho.
所以当这些城里面的人呢，这个以利沙他刚行完了这个神迹，拿了。他师父的衣服、啊、打了水，大家还记得那故事吗？就是过约旦河、啊，然后他打了水回来以后，这是他头一个服事。
So this we're talking about actually the first service act of Elisha after Elijah has passed down his staff to Elisha.
他接替了他的老师，开始做先知，在这个地方来服事当地的人。
So he succeeded Elijah, and he's starting the service in Jericho.
然后耶利哥的人呢，就跟他讲了，就说这个地势，这个城地势美好，可是呢，水恶劣。
So it's talking when the people in Jericho talked to Elisha and said this city is well situated, but the water is bad.
大家大概不太会用恶劣来形容你家的水，对不对
？You probably won't describe.Using the word bad water to describe the water in your house.
原文的意思呢是恶的水，是 evil 的水啊，是坏的 evil 的，是很糟糕的水。
So if you even look at the original meaning, that bad actually meant evil.
大家知道这个水对我们每一个人真的是很重要哈。那我们一个人，你如果没有水的话，你可以活几天
？So of course, water is extremely important to our lives. Does anybody know how long we can survive?Without water for.
有人说四十天，因为摩西试过，耶稣也可以。
There are people who say 40 days.
但是科学告诉我们，其实不一定。
Well, science actually told us, but it depends.
如果你在沙漠的话，两天。
When you're in desert, you probably can only survive for 2 days.
如果你在很好的环境的话，你可以撑到十天。
And if you are in a pretty good surrounding, you can last for about 10 days.
基本上大概五天左右，差不多了。
On average, 5 days will be it.
我们身上三分之二都是水，少了都不行。
So 2/3 of our body is composed water.
所以我们不只需要水，我们还需要很好的水在我们的身上。
So not only we need water, we need actually good water in our body.
在台湾来的哈，应该知道，在五六十年前啊，有一件事情就是。有南部啊，有个台湾南部有个乡村呢、啊，突然之间发现了大家的手跟脚，哎，奇怪，怎么慢慢变黑了
？So, if you came from Taiwan, you probably know about 50-60 years ago in the southern part of Taiwan, there's a village. When they start finding out that when their feet and hands becoming blackened,
然后他们会麻木，然后呢会痛，刺痛，到最后呢不得已，到最后只有把截肢截掉，就是手跟脚就切掉了。
Okay, not only it will numb, actually it will give you a sharp pain. So at the end, you have to be amputated.
后来大家就去不知道为什么，但是呢就去研究到最后才发现哦，原来是他们喝的水有问题。
So at the very beginning, they didn't know what happened, and after investigation, they finally found that it was actually the problem came from the water they drank.
因为他们打井，他们是靠海边，所以呢，他们打井要打很深，不然那个水是咸的。他们打很深，那很深了以后呢，突然之间他们发现那个水里面呢有带化学物质，叫做砷。
So, because they are sea villages, so they have to dig very, very deep in terms of the well.And what the water that contains some chemical compound called arsenic.
所以他们就得了这样子的病，然后后面的人给他叫做乌角病，有没有听过？
So because of that, the disease that came upon them was the Blackfoot disease.
所以当以利沙来到这个城市的时候，这些人就跟他们讲：我们这个城太好了，太美了，一切都很好，就是水不好。
So when people of Jericho talked to Elisha, say, well, this city is great, it's well situated, but the water is bad.
就好像是一个城市的一个灵魂啊，就是那个水啊，最重要的东西不好，其他都很好。
It's basically like a spirit of the city, that the water will be the spirit of the city, and it is actually bad.
所以我们有时候，像我们孩子，有时候你会觉得说，哎，我们孩子什么什么什么都好，就是品格不好。
So sometimes if you think that everything about our kids are good, but it just doesn't have character.
或者他什么都好，但是呢，他就是不认识上帝。
Or like he is very good at everything else, but he does not know God.
这是一个很无奈的一个讲法，就是说，其实最重要的他没有，但是呢，其他的他都有。
Yeah, it's actually basically what you're describing is that the most important thing in your children's life is lacking.
所以来到这个地方的时候，那些人其实是非常的 desperate， 因为他们的水基本上很恶劣，不太能用的。
So when Elisha was there, that the people over there was pretty desperate because the water just cannot be used.
这边讲到他们的土产不熟而落，啊，甚至讲到说没有办法结果子，然后呢，啊，会让人死，哈，甚至会让人死。那个地呢也不生产，哈，那个生产的原文呢，其实它的意思就是说会流产，啊，在，这些果子上面就是它不熟而落，在人上面呢，就是会女生会流产，就是孩子长不没有办法生下来。
So how bad was the water that in terms of agriculture is making the land unproductive for people that actually can cause miscarriage?
所以当以利沙来到这个状况的时候呢，他想到一个事情呢，他就要解决他们的问题，所以神给他一个感动，就拿了跟他们要了一瓶的盐，而且那个瓶子要用新瓶子来装那个盐。然后呢，他就走到那个水源那边去，把盐倒在水源上面，然后就把这个水就治好了。
So try to help the people of Jericho. God gave the impression to Elisha to get a new bowl with salt in there, and he went to the source of the spring, and then to heal the water.
当我们如果看见这完全是一个神迹，因为我们从普通人的角度来看的话，马上就会有三个问题出来。第一个问题，为什么要倒盐？好，因为呢，那个水很恶劣哈，是因为杂质太多了。那你再倒盐的话，不是就更糟糕吗
？So this is a miracle, and in normal people's mind, that when you have the there are three questions that come to mind. The first question will be why use salt?Of course, when the water is bad, it's probably have a lot of sediments, and adding salt is not going to solve the problem.
而且那么大的一个泉源，那么要滋润全城的，你倒那么一小瓶有用吗
？And of course, if the water is for entire city, just for a little bowl, is that good enough?
有一次我的腰痛，然后我去看医生，医生说你回家去倒那泡那个澡，然后里面倒那个叫 Epsom salt 一种盐，你倒下去，然后你在那边躺半小时。
So there was one time when I was pretty painful in terms of my back. So the doctor asked me to go back and take a bath with some aspen
Epsom salt.
Epsom salt.
所以我回去以后就倒了，然后照那个说明呢，那一小缸的那个浴缸呢，要倒差不多四分之一、三分之一盒。 很多很多。
So entire bathtub that he has to have the about one quarter, one third of the entire box.
才有功效啊，那个水。
And that make the warm water to have some soothing effect.
所以要治这个呢，你这一小瓶大概也没什么这个实际上的果效哈。
So for the water for the entire city, that little bowl may not be big enough.
第二个问题就是说，伊丽莎她特别讲到说，你们拿一个新的瓶子，一个新瓶来。
So and the second one is Elisha asked to for a new bowl.
这就很奇怪了，为什么旧的瓶子不行吗？盐反正去哪里都是盐呢、啊。
So the question comes, why does it have to be a new bowl? Why can't the old bowl do the job?
第三个问题就是为什么他要爬到走到那个水的那个泉的源头去倒，其他地方水够大就可以倒啊。
And the third question is, why does it have to be at the source of the water or the source of the spring? Why can't it be anywhere else?
所以当我们再来思想到说这许许多多的问题的时候，我们就发现从一个比较预表性的一个角度来看这件事情呢，我们就明白。
So when we are thinking about all this, and we will understand that if we use that analogy.
所以这是一个特别的一个神迹的一个事情呢，里面呢就有一个意义哈。讲到什么？讲到好像这个城呢，就好像一个我们所处在的一个环境当中是这么的恶劣的一个环境，表面看起来是很好，但是实际上里面的根基是腐烂的。
So it kind of talks about that where we are right now, the Jericho outside looks pretty, but inside the rule is rotten.
然后就有一罐盐，而且是装在新瓶里面，好像这个盐就预表了在在特别在马太福音，耶稣说你们就是世上的盐，就是一些基督的一些荣耀借着基督徒彰显出来。
So for the salt is foretells the in Gospel of Matthew it talks about Christian being the salt of the world. So it actually foretells basically the gospel.
当我们是一个盐的在我们的里面的时候，我们外表会有一个很荣耀的一个生活，一个美好的见证，就好像那个新的瓶子一样。
So the salt in our life that we can manifest that out, and it's just like when we are expressing ourselves, that's just like a new bowl.
然后我们必须要进到水源去来医治，是什么意思呢？
And we have to be at the source of the spring. What does that mean?
就是讲到我们这个社会这个世界或者我们周围环境基本的问题常常不是你所看到的问题。
So basically it talks about a lot of the issues that we see in the society is generally not what you actually see outside.
表面的问题都只是表象，真正的问题是在里面。
So the issue is not what you see outside, it's actually what the actual issue is inside.
所以当里面的问题没有解决的时候，外面的表象会一直变来变去，让你目不暇接，但实际上它的根源都是一个。
Yeah, so the if the issue is not dealt with inside, it doesn't matter really what outside is, because it changes quite a bit.
所以我们先有这样子的一个概念摆在我们心里面，我们再来思想这段经文。
So let's think about the scripture that we're going through today.
我们想到就是在今天这个时代里面，今天这个社会或者我们所处的环境当中，我们发现就是一个地势美好但是水很恶劣的一个环境。
So as we see what we are today is we are actually in a place where it is well situated but the water is bad.
表面上我们有最高的科技，我们也有最好的物质文明，生活的享受我们都是最高级的，但是呢我们的人的心真正的灵魂却越来越 evil。
So in the U.S., we actually have the most in terms of technology, the most advanced in the world. We have the best society ever, best environment. But in terms of the human heart, is actually getting evil.
我们可以看到，我们好像整个世代在造一个大巴别塔一样。
So it's like an entire world is building a Tower of Babel.
在那个地方人要宣扬自己的名，人要宣扬自己多聪明，人定胜天，能够做很多很多的事情，但是把上帝就摆在旁边。
So in the Tower of Babel is humans proclaiming they are actually better than God and put God aside.
所以你会发现在今天的时代里面许许多多的好像外面很多的丰富，实际上在神的面前看来是不结果子的树木，是流产的。
So even though it appears that we live in abundance, in God's eyes, it actually we are unproductive.
当我们的年轻人在念书的时候，我们的孩子在念书的时候，我们发现他们在学校就受到许许多多的一些挑战。
So we see that our children, when they are in school, they face a lot of challenges.
在学校或者是在社会，我们就发现有许许多的问题，有同性恋的问题，有回教穆斯林的问题，还有许许多多东方宗教的这种渗入到校园、到社会里面进来。
So that actually in the school environment, that you can see there is a lot of issue. For example, homosexual, in terms of the Muslims as well as Eastern or New Age religion.
然后我们发现在学校里面呢，你不能教导圣经，你也不能够上课的时候你也不可以祷告，然后所有的基督教的活动，所有这些基督徒学生他们在学校的活动都被压抑。
So you cannot teach Bible in school, and you cannot have the Christian activities as well, all the Christian activity is suppressed.
我们很奇怪，一个宗教自由，一个是一个基督教立国的国家，怎么到了最后呢？连基本的东西都不可以有了。
Since U.S. is actually founded by Christianity, and how come that up so far we cannot have any Christian activity in schools?
然后当我们选总统或者是选议员或者是选什么，不管是选什么事情的时候，人家常常会就问他说，哎，你的立场政教分离，你的立场如何，请说明一下。
So there is even during elections there's a lot of politicians, there are people who question about what, where he stands, especially on the issue of separation of church and state.
然后我们发现很多人就闪闪躲躲，讲不清楚。
And we see a lot of politicians dodging this question.
然后我们发现在美国立国的时候，其实政教分离是有它的意思啊。
So actually when U.S. was born, there was a specific meaning for the separation of church and state.
那特别是讲到我们不能够有一个所谓的国家教会，好像以前的英国一样，你不可以有国家教会，限制规定所有的人都得信，然后呢，这造成一个问题，就是所有的人都变成基督徒，就是所有的人都不是基督徒了。
So that basically, it rooted from that we do not want to have the so-called national church, similar to the Church of England, that the government require everybody to be Christians, and at the end, nobody is Christian.
所有的人偷窃的、奸淫的、喝酒的都变基督徒了。
So all the criminals become Christians.
只是挂名的基督徒，基本上根本不是基督徒。
Of course, they just have the name of Christian, but in terms of reality.
所以当初就有一批清教徒，他们说我们不能够忍受在这样子的教会里面，我们要另外聚会。
So the Puritans cannot bear this, so they wanted to be outside and have their own assembly.
所以他们当他们自己要出来聚会的时候，就被所谓的国家教会逼迫，到最后他们不得不只好逃离这个国家，到最后辗转就来到美国。
So the Puritan actually was persecuted because of this fact, and by the Church of England. So they have to flee the country and then came to U.S.
所以当我们看到来到美国的时候，这是一个追求信仰自由、追求真正来敬拜神的这样的一个 spirit 建立起来的国家。
So the U.S. was founded on the freedom of worship and freedom of religions.
他们为什么到了最后呢？连在公共场合提到耶稣，或者是提到十诫，都觉得是一个很shameful的事情。
Then how come when there was 200 years ago, and why we even feel ashamed of mentioning the name Jesus or the Ten Commandments in schools?
好像在基督教，这是一个可以说是一个逼迫。
So it almost looked like it's a persecution for on Christians.
所以我们当发现说，当这个祷告离开了学校，当圣经离开了学校，我们就发现整个道德、整个是这个学校年轻人这一代就开始往走下坡。
So when prayer left the school, when Bible left the school, then you can see that the result of that was the morale started sinking.
我们有帮派的问题，我们就有吸毒的问题，我们很多各种各样性方面的问题，暴力都在增加。
Like, for example, you have gangs, you have sexual immorality, you have drugs issues, and all those violence, all of that.
然后我们心理的疾病也越来越多，有各种不同的忧郁症、心理偏差。大家知道，在校园枪击的这种流血事件常常在发生。
So not only the violence outside, but also in mentally, you can have a lot of, like for example, there was shooting in the school.
所以这是一个外表看起来很像很富庶、很繁荣的一个地方，实际上里面生病而且生得很严重。
So it look, so from the outside, U.S. is actually looks very well, but inside it was actually sick.
当我们处在这样的环境中，弟兄姐妹，我们的心思意念在哪里
？So how do we deal with the situation like that?
我们是不是跟大家一样，反正享受繁荣、享受富足，就这样过我们的一生？
Do we just go with the flow and just enjoy the abundance of the life the U.S. can provide?
还是我们有一个使命，在这个社会，在这个时代里面，我们可以做一些事情来至少 delay 它的这个 corruption?
So, or we have a mission that we can do something in this society at least to delay the corruption.
所以在这边，伊丽莎特别就要跟人家要，你要治这个水，可以就要什么？要一个盐装在新瓶里面。
So Elisha asked for the new, asked for salt in the new bowl.
所以这提醒我们，盐是可以用来医治、来防腐的。
So that reminded us, salt can be used for healing or to preserve.
马太福音五章十三节，好，那边经文我们大家都很熟哈。
So in Matthew chapter 5,
我们一起来念来，你们是世上的盐，盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？以后无用，不过丢在外面被人践踏了。这里。
Oh, okay. So it said, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything, except for to be thrown out and trampled by men."
所以盐是一个用来 preserve 一个防止东西腐败的一样东西。
So salt can be used as a preservative.
你啊、做泡菜啊，做什么？做腌鱼啊，什么腌就要用盐来腌哈。
So when you pickles cabbage or vegetables, or fish,
尤其在古代的时候，他们没有太多的什么化学物质可以做，他们就是用盐来腌。
In the end, okay, in the old days, of course, that you can only use salt. You don't have a lot of chemicals.
所以很多的时候，神扣我们来到这个世界，就是要当这个世界的。盐
So when God called us to this world, He wants us to be the salt of the world.
他这边不只是说你们要当盐，他这边讲到说你们是世上的盐。
So in this passage, it's not just say you should be the salt; it says you are the salt.
已经是我们已经是信了主以后，我们已经是一个盐了，只是说有时候我们没有味道。
Yeah, so when we believe in God, we are already the salt.But a lot of time we just don't have the saltiness.
所以盐除了防止腐败以外，还有一个很重要的功能，就是它能够提供一个特别的好的味道。
And so another thing for the use of the salt is to adjust the taste.
我不知道大家有没有哈，尤其是做先生的，有没有晚上回家的时候，你吃你太太做的菜，然后你发现你就说你忘了放盐吗？然后你就看你太太瞪你一下。
Well.For those husbands that if you go back, go home for the dinner, if your wife forgot to put some salt in the dishes, then you'll find out very quickly.
回你一句说为了你的健康着想。
And he will say that you forgot to put in salt in there, and the wife will say, well,
故意不放盐。
It's for your health, dear.
所以这个盐它还有一个味道，就是说能够让这个东西有滋味。
So the salt is used to add some flavor into the dish, in the food.
这就可以想到说在这个世界上面、大家就追求好像是很多很多新鲜的东西，很多很多的富庶，但是呢其实是没有滋味的，因为是很空虚的，没有味道。
So actually a lot of people go after a whole bunch of things, but inside is very empty, it just doesn't have any taste.
所以是需要盐带出了一个味道。
So you need the salt to bring out the flavor.
好像这边讲到说，如果我们是一个盐，但是我们是在这个，我们是盐，但是我们在世上，我们如果不能够防止腐败，我们又没有味道的话，我们只好被人家丢到外面去。
So in this scripture, it talks about if we being a salt, if you lose its saltiness, you'll be trampled by men.
好像那个盐在中东说很多那个盐石的那个盐的盐啊，他们就是拿来用，然后如果这个盐呢，里面的盐分光了以后呢，就剩下石头就丢掉了。
So in a salt rock, that if the salt runs out in the salt rock, then the entire, it becomes just a regular rock, then it can be thrown away.
所以很多的时候我们来发现说我们在这个时代是有一个使命，我们看见周围的环境有许许多多的问题。
So we see, we are on mission. There's a lot of issues around us.
今天经济不景气，我们每一个人都在这个大环境当中经济不景气。
So we are in the recession right now.
但是我们发现说，我听过很好的一个分享，就讲到说经济不景气是什么原因？不是经济问题，是道德问题。
So actually, in the recession, it's not an issue of finance, it's the issue of morale.
是一个价值观的问题，而不是真正的所谓经济问题。
It's actually is the issue of what is your value, your moral value. It's not the issue of finance.
当大家在追求许许多多的，好像特别是讲房地产开始 crash 的时候，就是讲到有许许多多的人，反正就是要想要拥有房子，但是没有能力的时候也要去拥有，到最后的时候就只好超贷，然后贷款的 agent 为了要赚钱，他就随便的做一些假资料什么，反正就是两边互相赚钱，到最后整个事情就垮台了。
Okay, for example, in the housing markets, for those people who cannot afford a house, but they really wanted a house, so he just go above and beyond his means, and those loan agents, because they want to earn some money, they actually falsify the records, and that creates a housing crash.
许许多的问题，我们在学校里面，我前一阵子我在看资料，我才发现说不得了，在学校，因为我们没有经验哈，但是我发现说学校的，尤其到了初高中以后，所谓的性教育，他们是教你怎么样避孕。
So in the so-called sexual education in high school, that they are actually teaching you how to not become pregnant.
我觉得应该是要教导怎么样圣洁，怎么样尊重两性之间，这些事情是更重要的，但是完全是跟我想的完全不一样。
And what I thought is that they should be teaching about being holy, abstinence, that's not what it is being taught.
所以这就是一个坏掉的世界，可以看到许许多多的问题，我们从表面看都不是那些问题，我们要往里面看。
So there's we are in a lot of situationsBut it is not just, we cannot just look at outside, we have to look inside.
这是讲到一个盐，另外他在讲到一件事情，就是这个盐要装在新的瓶子里面。
And it was talking about the salt. The second one is the salt has to be in the new bowl.
在马可福音特别讲说，你们里头要有盐，因为盐本是好的，盐若失了味，可以用什么叫它再咸呢？所以你们里面要有盐，可以与人彼此和睦。
So in the book of Matthew, it actually talk about that you have to have this, the salt is good, but if you lose the saltiness,How can it be effective?
他特别讲到说，你们里面要有盐，好像这个盐是在里面的东西。就讲到说，里面的跟外面的，外面的就是我们的生活，里面我们有一个基督赐给我们像盐一样的生命，我们是那个盐。
So it just talk about that. We are internally, we are the salt, and outside is the Christian life.
好像马太福音第九章啊，那边也讲到第十七节，好，那边讲到就是没有人。把新酒装在新皮袋里，若是这样呢，皮袋就裂开，酒就漏出来，连皮袋都坏了。把新酒呢，要装在新皮袋里，这两样就都保全了。这边有。
So in Matthew 9:17 it says, "Neither do men pour new wine into the old wineskin. If they do, the skin will burst. The wine will run out, and the wineskin will be ruined. No, they pour the new wine into the new wineskin, and both are preserved."
所以这边就讲到说，有一个外面的东西也必须要是新的。
So we talk about the outside and the new wine skin has to be there.
所以当这边就讲到说，当里面是充满的是神的恩典的时候，外面就会有这个神的一个恩典的作为出来。
So when you are filled with the grace of God, then you will the grace will outflow.
当里面有圣灵充满了满有圣灵的时候，圣灵在我们身上做工的时候，我们在外面所做出来的都应该是。合乎圣灵旨意的事情，神的形象。
So when you are full of spirit inside, whatever you do outside will be according to the spirit.
所以新的这个瓶子就好像这个新皮带一样，就是讲到我们外面的一个做事的方法，我们外面的一个表现。
So the new bowl is like the new wine skin that it talks about what we do outside.
好像当时的以色列人不再是守律法得救，而是靠着圣灵行事来得救。
It's just like Israelites, though. It's not being saved by the laws, but actually saved by the grace.
因相信耶稣基督，所以我们就有圣灵的能力，让我们能够做行善事。
Because we believe in Christ, we have the power to do the good.
所以当我们里面有多少的圣灵，当我们里面有多少圣灵的充满，神的掌权，我们外面就会有多少的善事出来。
So, however, the degree of full of spirit internally will determine what the degree of the good deeds that you do outside.
耶稣是特别讲到一个啊，这个凡树了，这看它的果子，这个树好不好，你就看果子就知道了。
So Jesus talked about whether the tree is good or bad. You actually look at the fruit.
所以当我们在外面是一个很棒的一个形象的时候，人家就知道我们里面是有那一份。
So when people see you being full of have a lot of Christian virtues, they know what's inside.
那我就很喜欢我以前碰过一个传道人啊，真的是很有生命的传道人，我就很喜欢。因为看到外面，你就很想跟他学。怎么这么的谦卑，然后这么的有爱心。
So I met a preacher before that. He was just very. You wanted to make him to be your the person that you want to be. He's full of grace and full of mercy.
你就一直想要得到他里面的那一份东西。你知道外面你是学不来的，但是他里面那个东西造成他外面会这样。那里面那个是什么？你就很想、很好奇，然后很想要有。
So you really wanted to know and really wanted to get what's inside, because that's what it is the causing the outward appearance.
所以我们每一个人，我们在神给我们都有那一份，就让我们帮助我们能够里面有圣灵的管制，外面就有圣灵的同在的一个彰显。
So that God will help us that internally we have the Spirit that is with us, and when we go out and do these, that will be controlled by the Spirit.
特别是我们今天的年轻人，我觉得他们所处的环境比我们这个时候，比我们那一代处的环境更 challenge, 更有挑战性。
So the youth today faces a lot more challenges when we were growing up.
因为我们所处的环境呢，我们的比如说同性恋的问题，我们的环境呢，这些同性恋者是躲在那个黑暗的角落。现在呢，他们叫做一个 pride， 然后呢是要还要逼迫你说你也要来守我们的那个有一个叫 milk harvest 还是什么，有一个 day 啊，要纪念同性恋者受逼迫，你要守这个节啊。
Okay, the when I was growing up, the homosexual was in the closet, right? But nowadays, not only that, they are out in the open, you actually need to endorse their lifestyle as well. And there was a Harvey Milk Day that was now being passed into the law already.
所以这是一个非常邪恶的时代。我们的年轻人如果跟我们那一代一样的话，他们绝对胜不过。
So this is a the perverse and evil generation.
如果他们还跟我们一样的话，他们一定会在这个世界里面随流逝去。
So that it's very easy for them to just go with the flow.
所有的年轻人必须比我们要更 strong， 在主的里面更能够有 power， 才能够 overcome 这个世界。
So the youth nowadays need to have to be even have more power inside to be to able to stand alone to resist the corrupt world outside.
但是我们发现这一代的年轻人，他们许许多多的时候就沉迷在所有的物质享受里面，他们要吃好的，他们要玩好的，很多人是天天在打电动玩具，不跟父母讲话，许许多多这样子的事情。
But nowadays, a lot of youth are basically addicted to games and the easy life.They are not communicating with their parents. They are not communicating with other people.
你问他说生命的意义是什么，他会看着你说 "What are you talking about?"
Yeah, when you're asking them what's the meaning of life, they will look at you dazed and say, "What are you talking about?"
所以这就是这一代的问题。那我们的孩子们，我们的年轻人，在这个时代里面，我们该怎么做
？So that's the issue of the youth that is facing today. So what should we do?
所以我就有一个 picture， 我就有一个美梦，就在这个地方，希望所有的教会里面的年轻人，包含我们自己的家人，都能够在这个时代里面，他走到人群里面，把袖子卷起来，去服侍所需要的人，把神的荣耀带下来。
So I have the dream that I wish all the youth that's all around us can just roll up the sleeve and just do go out and do service.
因为他们所要面临的挑战比我们这个时代的人，比我们那个时代的人更大。
Because the challenges they face nowadays is a lot bigger than when we were growing up.
他们需要在神的里面有更强的信心。
They need to have stronger faith.
有更强的执守那种坚持。
And they have to have more persistence.
他们才能够在这个时代里面发挥他们盐的功效。
Then they can become the salt of the world.
所以当我们短宣队到了台湾的时候
，So when in our the mission trips to Taiwan,
高雄的苏牧师他就很感动的就讲了。
So the pastor in Kaohsiung was mentioning this.
他说看见你们全家来服侍，我们真的很感动。
So they were very moved and impressed with the service that's done by the entire family.
因为服侍从小就可以开始，所以是一家一家这样子来服侍。
Because the service started from we are young, and then the unit should be in just the family.
他们必须要从小就打好这个 foundation 这个根基，以后才能够面对邪恶的时代。
So they need to have the strong foundation when they are young, and then they can grow up and face the evil generations.
所以巴不得我们每一个家庭在教会里面，我们都能够 build up 我们的亲的孩子们，从小开始一路都能够装备他，好在这个时代能够为神做美好的见证。
So I really wish that we can just equip our youth from when they are young, so when they grow up, they can do the wonderful things for God.
第三个问题
，and the third question，
就是为什么他要跑到那个水源去
？So why would he need to go to the source of the spring？
这边就有一个好像一个含义，就是讲到说要解决一个问题，你不能解决表面，你要进到那个 root， 去找到那个 root cause， 然后你去在那个地方去解决。
So basically is when you need to solve a problem, you cannot just solve the superficial outside issues. You need to go to the root and deal with the root issue.
如果你不知道那个 root problem, 那个根基的问题的话，在外面你是解决不完上面的问题。
So if you don't deal with the root issues, that just work on the outside issues, that you just won't be effective.
我们家在几年前哈，在有一台老电视，我们结婚的时候就买了。
So there was a old TV that we bought when I got married.
是一个 Sony 的很好的电视。
So it's Sony. It's a very good TV.
刚结婚的时候我们没有钱，我们把几乎这买花下去就买一个电视。
So that was some precious stuff that we have at that time.
但是过了十年以后，它好像不 work 了。
So after 10 years, it doesn't work anymore.
就没有了，就开不起来。
And it just won't turn on.
所以呢，我们怎么办呢？我就敲他。
So what did I do? I just smack on it a little bit.
这边敲敲，这边敲敲。
And I knock here and knock there.
有一个点，我一敲，它亮了。
And there is one particular spot when I knock on it, and it turned back on.
我们就继续看。
And we continue to watch the TV.
第二天来打开又没有。
And the second day it won't turn on again.
再敲。
And we continue just knock and try.
又是那一点，敲了就亮了。
And it's the same spot.
第三天。
And of course the third day.
或者是哪一天，我没有那么常看电视哈。打开不亮，我怎么办
？So whenever the TV doesn't turn on, what do I do?
我就敲这一点，它马上亮了。
And then when I just knock on that spot, it will turn on.
非常的 magic.
It was just like magic.
然后有朋友到我们家来。
And there will be people coming to our house.
看电视。
And we turn on the TV.
他说：“你们家电视坏了吗
？”And when you and they just say, "Well, your TV is broken."
我说：“他没有坏，因为他听我们的话，敲亮了。
”And just say this: we train this TV to be responsive.
然后我们的 guest 就很惊讶：“哇，你这个好厉害，不愧是学电子的。
”So the friends was very impressed.
后来呢，再怎么敲它不亮了，然后我们就只好找电工来修，因为那电视是比较很重啊。
And after a while, it doesn't work anymore, so we have to have somebody come into the house to fix it.
就他检查老半天，就说：“哦，是这个地方我找到了问题，是这个地方的线路板裂掉了，就是你敲的下面。”
So the issue is that there the printed circuit board inside is broken.
所以你看到的问题不见得是真正的问题，你能解决的也只是上面，它还是在下面的，不会走开，它会用其他的方式表现出来。
So that it just mentioned what the issues that you have external, you can try fixing it, but you didn't deal with the issue internally.
以前可能是一些讲到一些道德性的问题，或者是什么堕胎，像同性恋啊什么之后，这些议题太多了，到最后呢，你就发现你根本都来不及去想这些事情。
So actually, you talk about a lot of issues like homosexuals, the sexual immorality, all those things. There is just too many subjects to talk about.
很多的时候，像这一阵子讲到胚胎干细胞的这些研究，又这个线又被开了或者怎么样，很多很多的问题，我们发现这个你这处理不完。
So there was some recent talk about stem cell research, and there is just many, many subjects that you can't finish dealing with.
然后有经济的问题，有政治的问题，全部都是很多很多的 issue.
And you have issue from finance, the recessions, you have issue from politically, there are just too many issues to deal with.
但是当我们跳开这些 issue 的时候，我们去想到底什么是它的水源，到底 root cause 在哪里。
So if we go up one step above and look at all these issues and start thinking what is the real issue here?
我们就发现美国一直是很强盛的国家，一直是在世界领头的国家，一直到最近开始变成一个很大的负债国家。
And we'll find that the U.S. used to be very strong, and then we'll find out nowadays it's probably one of the country that have the most debt in the world.
就看到当这个信仰慢慢的在这个教在这个国家里面慢慢的衰弱的时候，整个国力就跟着就衰弱，很奇怪。
So you'll find that the U.S. the in terms of influence and the power is declining, and as at the same time the moral is declining.
因为一个敬畏神的心没有了，所以神的祝福在这个地方也就衰弱了。
So that's basically is if you don't fear God, when your citizen does not fear God, the blessing from God is just diminishing.
如果我们相信这是一个 truth 的话，我们就知道当福音的工作复兴了，当信主福音到处传遍美国能够复兴的时候，整个美国就会 turn around.
So when we believe that is truth, if there is a revival in church, then the entire the influence, the power of the U.S. will turn around.
因为耶和华那神为自己国家的神，这国家是有福的。
Because if any nation that you have God as their God, this country is blessed.
我们上个礼拜六我们去参加一个那个 seminar， 是讲到同性恋的一个 seminar。其中一个讲员他叫袁佑先，啊，他曾经是一个同性恋的，然后呢，甚至得了艾滋病。
So last week I was in a seminar about that was talking about homosexual.The speaker was he used to be a homosexual and he actually had AIDS before.
然后他也在帮派中打混呢，他就开始贩毒，那到他吸毒而且贩毒，到最后呢被抓到了，结果呢被送到监狱里面坐了六年的牢。
He was involved in a gang and also in drug dealing. And when he was caught, he was sent to prison for 6 years.
但是他在这个坐牢的当中呢，他信了主，信了主以后一出监狱呢，他马上出了监狱就进到 seminary 去了。神学院去念书去了。
So he was, but he accepted the Lord when he was in the prison. So after he got out, he went to the seminary.
他说他的那个介绍信呢，一封是典狱长写的，还有一封是他的那个囚犯帮忙写的。
So his letter of recommendation, one is from his cellmates, and the other one is from the warden of the prison.
所以他在那边念完以后呢，就现在呢在穆迪圣经学院当教授。
So he is a professor in the Moody Institute.
他就从一个同性恋的过来人的角度来分享这个事情要怎么看。
So he was sharing from the perspective of homosexual because he used to be one of them.
他讲了很多，因为他是学者，念了很多的东西，他从圣经的角度来讲很多很多的所谓的同志神学的错误。
So he actually point out a lot of issues of those people that in the Bible that actually go against the homosexual.
然后呢，他最后讲了一些话呢，我印象非常的深刻。他讲了一句话，他说：“同性恋的反面不是异性正常的异性恋，同性恋的反面呢不是异性恋，同性恋的反面呢是 holiness。”
Okay. So there was one.Statement that really impressed in my mind is the opposite of homosexual is not heterosexual. The opposite of the homosexual is holiness.
Holiness. 这提醒了我们，当我们来观看这个 issue 的时候，不是说这个同性异性的问题，而是我们在神面前失去了圣洁，所以 issue 就跑出来了。
So when you look at this issue, it's not really just homosexual versus heterosexual. It's whether we have the holiness in our life or not.
如果在神面前没有这个 holiness, 没有圣洁的话，今天可能是同性恋，明天就可能是婚外情，什么各样的事情都会跑出来。这是真正的 root cause, 失去了圣洁。
So the root cause is whether we have the holiness in our life or not. It's not it's not other things. It's like today you can be dealing with homosexual, the next day you can be dealing with adultery.
所以我们一个基督徒很简单，我们就是一个盐，我们就是世上的盐，而且呢，我们要有一个心平的这种在外面的一个行为来影响这个时代。
So that's very simple, that we are the salt of the light, so that we need to use the salt that is in us to influence the world.
因为我们这个时代是一个走下坡的时代，尤其在美国的时候，当我们能够敬畏神，当我们能够先在神的面前复兴，教会就复兴，教会复兴以后，整个社会就跟着会复兴。
So as in this morally declined society, we have to have, in terms of revival, individually, and then the church, and then an entire country, then the declining of moral will be reversed.
当整个社会复兴，整个国家就复兴，国力也就跟着往上走，这是一个一连串的过程。
So when the moral decline is reversed, then and the influence, the power of the nation will be increased.
大家可以看到，在士师的时代，什么时候以色列人背逆神、远离神的时候，这个国家就被交在外邦人的手下，被侵略。
So in the book of Judges, that the whenever the Israelites depart from God.Then the Israelites will be controlled by the foreigners.
但是他们什么时候回转归向神，在神面前呼喊呼求的时候，神就做他们的神，然后呢帮他们打败了所有的侵略他们的人，他们又自己恢复一个自由的身份。
So when they turn towards God again and cry out to God, the God will come back and kind of rescue the entire nations.
所以当巴奥提亚，我们大家花了很多的力气的时候，我们就发现，在。同性恋的团体，实际上他们在明年或者是11年，甚至11年或12年，最晚2012年大选一定会翻案，已经都讲了，一定要翻案的。
So when we spend a lot of time in Proposition 8, all the correlation of the homosexual will start doing alliances at least starting from 2011 or at least 2012, but that's when there is a year of elections.
所以这个世界是走向败亡，到处纷纷乱乱的世界，我们就应该回到最基本的地方来改变这个世界。
So in the world today, that we just need to go back to the basics and work on what is the root of the issues.
这不是别人的事，这是我们的事情。
It's for others, it's for us.
我常常想说，哇，今天如果不是奥巴马当选总统，今天如果是林肯在这边的话，我们国家太有希望了。
So I was thinking that, gee, if the president nowadays is not Obama, but it's Abraham Lincoln, gee, this country will have a lot of hope.
结果有一天我们去看了一个那个露天电影啊，那第一次看露天电影呢，居然我就看到林肯复活了。他那个电影是说那个在一个 museum 里面，一到晚上所有的人都活起来，然后呢到后面连林肯那个在林肯纪念堂的林肯也活起来了。我说这世界有希望啊。
Yeah, I was in a driving movie theater a few days ago, and there was a specific movie that actually talked about this. During the night, there's a lot of things in the museum that came back alive, that include Lincoln. Well, and I was thinking that, gee, this country have hope.
所以我们在这个时代，我们真的是基督徒，我们不要推卸责任。林肯也帮不了我们，因为他已经过去了。
Yeah, so it's upon us to do our job, actually.
所以这是我们的工作，盼望刚好今天下午就有这个真神回归真神的祷告会。如果我们有时间的话，我们大家可以一起去，在神面前能够一起来呼求祷告，能够整个美国回转真神，国家才有希望。
So this is our job. Actually this afternoon we'll have the American Return to God rally. So I hope that everyone, if you can, please do attend.So that when all of us are united to come back to God, then this country will have hope.
因为它是双语的，所以我有一个负担，就是如果年轻人要去的话，我们都可以带着一起去。
Because it's bilingual, it's Chinese and English. So I was hoping that any of you, if you want to go, you can go. We'll certainly take you.
听说呢，讲员是很 powerful 的。
We heard that the speaker is very powerful.
好，让我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，因为你在这个时代里面，你召我们出来成为你所爱的一个子民，是圣洁的国度，是属你的子民。主耶稣，我们先求你的国和你的义。我们知道在你的里面是有这个时代的计划，但是许许多多的时候，人因着罪就悖逆，就远离。 主啊，让我们被你所呼召来到这个世上的时候，让我们成为这个世上的一个见证人。哦，主啊，是你自己透过我们，你让我们是盐，能够在这个世代之上，能够来影响，能够来带下一些祝福在这个时代里面，好叫这个时代不要因为好像我们的安静或者是我们的软弱就跟着蒙羞辱。主啊，让这个时代是因我们而蒙福。求主使用我们，不只使用我们大人，使用我们每一个年轻人，在你的面前都能够被装备好了，就能够来做各样的符合你旨意的一些工作，好叫你自己的名在这个时代得到彰显跟荣耀。我们把所有的一切颂赞荣耀都归给你，我们赞美你，祷告感谢，靠耶稣基督得胜的名，阿们。我们来唱诗歌。Make me a blessing. Do you find the lyrics? Is there a lyrics? In that tube. We have a red book, it's also okay. 477是有 PowerPoint， 但是这边特别讲到说，在这个哦有了 ，OK， 好来，讲到在这个世代里面崎岖的道路啊，我们的光要显在人的面前。许许多多的人，他们是 weary and sad， 非常的需要神的恩典、神的真光来照亮，让他们能够得着生命的平安跟喜乐。好，我们来唱，在城市生命崎岖道路中，
在城市生命崎岖道路中，多少人困倦悲伤，黑暗漫步，快把真光照亮，是忧伤这边欢唱，
借我赐恩福，
借我赐恩福，借我赐恩福，借我生命，荣耀主名，借我赐恩福，救主的我救，借我赐恩福，是他人的救。
第二节我们起来唱，
诉说耶稣基督慈爱故事，诉说他赦罪大能，别人信主愿你见证，生活是可笑明灯，借我慈爱福，借我赐恩福，借我生命，荣耀主名，借我赐恩福，救主替我救，借我赐恩福，是他就
第三节，
白白得来不要白白舍去，爱人要像主爱你，父母不要尽心尽力，是与主始终如一，借我赐恩福，借我赐恩福，借我生命，借我赐恩福，救主替我求，借我赐恩福，是他人的救。
这边讲 Make me a blessing， 我们用英文来唱，使我成为祝福， 来 ，Make me a blessing, make me a blessing all of my life. May Jesus shine, make me a blessing, O Lord, I pray. Maybe a blessing to someone today. Make me a blessing. Maybe a blessing all of my life. May Jesus shine, make me a blessing, O Savior, I pray, make me a blessing to someone today.
主啊，这是我们的祷告，愿我们在这个时代就成为这个时代的祝福，愿我们走到人群当中，在许多人的当中，我们就成为那群人的祝福，愿我们在家里面，我们就成为这个家的祝福，愿我们在教会，我们就成为教会的祝福。哈利路亚，我们不管走到哪里，主耶稣，你让我们是盐，你就充满圣灵的能力在我们的里面，好叫我们能显扬你的荣耀，透过我们的生活，求主来使用我们每个弟兄姐妹，成为这个时代的祝福。我们赞美你，我们谢谢主耶稣，哈利路亚。我们领受祝福，愿主耶稣基督的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动常与你们众人同在，从今直到永远，阿们。阿们，阿们，阿们，阿们，阿请坐 ，You'll be seated.